Hey y'all, welcome back to the Wise Up, Rise Up podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you clicked on this episode, y'all want to hear me talk about how being with the narcissist, or being like not in a relationship with the narcissist and being discarded from the narcissist, or you know, you breaking up with the narcissist may feel super lonely. At the end of the day, this is what I realized, y'all, after being in 18-year narcissistic abusive relationship, you know, living with the narcissist, being with the narcissist, I used to always feel super alone, right? Super duper alone. Like, even when the man, like even when he was in the room, I would still feel alone, right? And he knew, like, narcissists know that maybe you're a person that you're very affectionate. Maybe you're, especially empaths. If you're an empath. If you're an empath, which a lot of us are who attract narcissists, right? Like, we are very, like, loving, kind, you know, affectionate type of people. And the narcissists prey on that because they envy that we have that character that they so badly want. Right? And because they don't have that and they see that we have it, they want that from us, right? They want us begging for it and chasing it and going after it from them, but they want us to give that to them, right? But at the end of the day, you have to understand who you're dealing with. You're always going to feel super alone with the narcissist because of the fact that these are people who have a personality disorder, and through their personality disorder, they block out certain emotions that they don't feel like other people, right? Like empathy. Like, this is why the narcissist can be so cold-hearted to you, be so mean to you, be so vindictive to you, be so spiteful, be so hurtful, see you crying and not give a shit and still call you mean names and put you down when you're at your lowest, because they lack empathy. And through that lacking empathy, then they don't care that much to like show you affection or feel certain things to show you those, you know, things to show you that you matter, show you that they see you, show you that they value. They don't feel those certain things. So how can you expect somebody to show you those things, or you know, feel those certain things for you, where they block that out through their personality disorder? And this is why a lot of times we feel super lonely when we're with the narcissist, that they're physically there, their body is there, but mentally and emotionally they're checked out. You can't have somebody be with you, right? And like, they're mentally and emotionally not there, and you don't feel like alone. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, everything is about our emotions and our connection and our vibration that we give off when we're with that other person. And this is why the body is just a body. You know what I mean? If you could have somebody that you're with and still feel mentally and emotionally drained and feel alone, because that person is not mentally and emotionally there for you. And that's the thing that makes you feel seen. That's the thing that makes you feel loved. That's the thing that makes you feel heard. That's the thing that makes you feel like you're not fucking alone, right? So y'all, there's a lot of people out there who's listening to this. Like, man, the person doesn't even have to be a narcissist. Maybe that person is just a toxic person. And a lot of times that, you know, the person that is feeling these emotions, we have our, you know, our traumas too. Because at the end of the day, if we were not traumatized from when we were younger to have these emotions, then we would stand in our power easily to know that, okay, you know, this is not what love is. This is not what a true connection is. This is not how somebody is supposed to treat you when they love and they care about you. So we have to own up to our, you know, our shit too. And after being in an 18-year narcissistic abusive relationship and then being on my 4 years healing journey, it made me realize too, it's like, at the end of the day, I was feeling alone. I was feeling not seen from way before I seen my ex-narcissist. I started seeing my ex-narcissist. I was struggling with those battles ever since we were a child. And a lot of the emotions that we feel now is because of our childhood. And a lot of people are not awoken to that, because it's easier to blame other people than to look inward and fix up what the hell's going on with inside of ourselves. Because a lot of shit that we deal with in our adulthood has to do with our childhood. you know, how our parents treated us, what was our environment, what we grew up in, what we seen, what we experienced, how did we feel through those emotions, right? And a lot of times, like I said, it's easier for us to hop and get into a next relationship or avoid those emotions, but everything is only temporary. You'll be back to square one, especially if God wants you to learn a lesson and you ain't motherfucking learning that lesson. You're gonna experience that same shit with somebody else. And it's gonna be like this dirty pattern because you're not learning the lesson that God is trying to teach you. You know what I mean? Like, I honestly feel like I'm grateful. I'm so grateful now that I experienced narcissistic abuse because it allowed me to look inward, to look into like all the areas within inside of myself that needed to be healed, that needed to be loved on, that needed to be worked on. Because if I didn't experience something so fucked up like that, it wouldn't allowed me to see the darkness that I had, that I've been running from within inside myself for so long, right? And it's the same thing with y'all out there too. Like, you know, it's easier to sweep things under the rug and not take accountability for what the fuck's going on with inside of ourselves or what we're experiencing inside of life. But life is not happening to you. Life is happening for you. There's valuable lessons to learn from every experience. So let's say you're in that relationship and you're feeling that shit's giving you an opportunity to wake the fuck up and find out what's really going on with inside of yourself to make you stay in a relationship where a person is mentally and emotionally draining, mentally and emotionally not showing up for you, you know, mentally and emotionally like not supporting you or being there for you, and you still stay. That gives you an opportunity to look inward and figure out what's going on with inside of yourself to think that this is okay. And if you're not in a relationship with a narcissist or that toxic person, it gives you the opportunity for you to spend time with yourself. Get to know thyself. Why do you think God woke you up to see another day? God didn't wake you up to see another day to complain, to feel miserable, to feel stressed, to have anxiety, to feel like lack, to make you feel like shit. No, God woke you up today so that you can learn and grow and heal and work on yourself. But there's so many motherfuckers out there that we keep running from our problems. We keep running from our emotions. We keep running from life and getting ourselves back in toxic relationships that ain't gonna do shit for you. And that's the biggest thing that I had to learn after getting out of my, you know, toxic relationship, is that shit, I had to work on myself inward to understand all what was going on, you know, and why I allowed it to go on, why I experienced it, what was the main purpose of what I was experiencing and what was going on. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, just gave me a perfect opportunity for me to work on myself and understand myself more. Right? And I really do feel like if you're feeling alone right now, my biggest message to you is to understand that you are never alone. God is always with you. That is just a program that, you know, the system and the world taught us. When you were inside of your mom's tummy, you think you were feeling alone? No. You think when you were a baby, you think you were feeling alone? No. You didn't have that thought process to even think about what is the word of being alone. What is the emotion of feeling alone? Right? Until you started to get bigger. So it's like at the end of the day, a lot of us need to get back down to that childlike mentality. To, you know what I mean? Embrace and just be happy and just be excited about the day and being alive, being healthy. You know what I mean? And getting to know and understanding and healing those emotions, that sometimes those emotions of feeling lonely are not even of ours. They're of our parents that literally got, you know, conditioned onto us through our environment as we were growing up, right? So some of those emotions that you're feeling of being alone and sad is not even of you. It's literally of our parents. So like the biggest thing that I can say to y'all is like literally work on yourself mentally and emotionally to heal those certain parts within inside of yourself, to get to know those you know, parts within inside of yourself that's making you feel lonely as if you're not enough. Because again, God created you whole and complete. You're not lacking anything. You're not missing out anything. There's nothing wrong with you. You are God's greatest creation. You are the definition of love. You don't lack anything, right? It's just your perspective and how you're viewing your situation. You know what I mean? I used to struggle with feeling alone all the time, sometimes to the point where I wanted to commit suicide. But I said to myself, I'm never alone. When I started to pray, when I started to get to know myself and ask myself the right questions and change my perspective, is when I started to really see the change on the outside, where I like wouldn't tolerate fucked up company. I wouldn't tolerate certain energies. I wouldn't tolerate certain people that would disrespect me or treat. You start validating yourself on a different level. So you start valuing yourself on a different level. So at the end of the day, I know that it's easier said than done. I know that, you know what I mean? It's a challenge. I've been working on myself for 4 years, but I'm telling you, it's the greatest effort and work that you can put into is yourself. You know what I mean? Because ain't nobody coming to save you. Ain't nobody going to show up for you as much as you show up for your damn self. So yourself is relying on yourself for you to wake up and show up for you. But the ego wants you to run to rely on the outside sources, like a man or a woman or whatever. All that shit's only temporary. Because when you're going 6 feet down into the ground, you're going by yourself and yourself alone. They ain't coming with you. So at the end of the day, you have to keep that in mind. That you came in this world by yourself, you're going out of this world by yourself. You're always going to have you. So you're the person that you need to fall in love with. You're the person that you need to get to know more of. You're the person that you need to spend time with. And that place of, you know, solitude, which is not loneliness, because like I said, you're never alone. Perspective, changing that view that you're not alone. You're in a place of solitude to get to know thyself. Is all that it is. If that person, you're living with that person, and you know that person's not mentally, emotionally there for you, that's just a great learning lesson for you to pick up yourself and understand, like, why are you staying in this relationship? You know, what is it that you need to heal and you need to work on to find the strength to say enough is enough and walk out? Or if you're actually, you know, not in a relationship, you're going to understand that that's a blessing. God has you in a place of solitude for you to get to know yourself, heal yourself, work on yourself. So then you can then step up and attract better into your life, a better relationship, a better job, more money, all this other stuff that you so desire and you want and, you know, want to attract into your life. But it takes work. It takes time. It takes investment, right? Just know that you're worth all the time, all the energy, all the investment into working on yourself. Because healing is a journey, not a destination. It will take time, it will take effort, it will take consistency. But a lot of people, you know what I mean? Just, it's easier to blame other people. It's easier to find distractions and nobody wants to take accountability. You can't be crying about your life and not take accountability. You can't be crying about your life and then driving yourself temporarily insane, doing the same shit, expecting different results. You just can't. That's not on nobody else but you, right? And again, no, and it's okay to like take accountability. It's okay to look at these things that I'm saying because it's gonna help you to understand where you're going wrong, where you need to fix up, where you need to work on yourself, right? So y'all, I'm just spitting, you know, nuggets to y'all. I'm just trying to help y'all to see what you need to work on. If you're feeling lonely, whether you're in a relationship with a narcissist, a toxic person, or whether you're not in a relationship with a narcissist or a toxic person, to change this podcast is to help you change your perspective, because perspective is everything. And the words that you're saying to yourself, if you keep calling on loneliness, keep saying, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone. Guess what? You're calling that on yourself for your mind to be programmed to believe that shit. So words are powerful. Your perspective is powerful. How you view the situation is powerful, right? And when you can fix up and understand and stand in the facts and what I'm sharing with you, then you'll see little by little, day by day, it will get easier and easier and easier and easier for you not to feel stressed out, sad, you know, fearful, or any of these low, you know, ugly feelings that are not really helping you, but are more harming you, right? So y'all, if y'all ever want to book a one-on-one with me, you guys need guidance and help and how you can start your healing journey, how can you work on yourself, you know, how can you become stronger, you can always go to my TikTok page, you know, go to my YouTube, go on any of my platforms and click the link and book a one-on-one with me, and I can guide you through wherever you're around the world, as long as you can, you know, sign up to PayPal and friggin', you know, put money on that shit, you can book a one-on-one with me. Technology is freaking amazing now, y'all. Like, you could do anything anywhere around the world now. So y'all need that help, you can always book that one-on-one with me. I will guide you through You know, I usually spend an hour talking with people, but it always goes over because I truly care. I truly, you know, want to help and see other people succeed, to crawl out of this dark space that they're inside of their life, to like find ways to heal, find ways to work on themselves so that you can elevate. Because I strongly believe whoever is listening to this, you, and you're a man, you're a king. And you deserve king treatment. Whoever is listening to this, you're a woman, you're a queen, and you deserve queen treatment. But you have to see those values yourself. You have to show up for yourself, yourself. You have to show all these things to yourself. Because at the end of the day, people are going to come back and mirror how you're treating yourself. So it all starts with you, y'all. So again, thank you so much for supporting the Wise Up, Rise Up community, you know, and listening to my podcast and supporting me. I love y'all. Thank you so much, and stay tuned again for another episode. Take care, y'all.